I received an email from a lovely friend and a client of mine asking me if I wanted to get involved in Hunter Homeless Connect Day. And I noticed in the email that the president of Hunter Homeless was a lady called Michelle Faithful. I know Michelle Faithful, and I've got her on the phone now to have a chat. You there, Michelle?
I am here.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. Thankfully, we're able to finally connect and have a chat. So rather than me talk about it, you tell me you've got a day coming up, but also want to know about your role as president of Hunter Homeless.
Yeah, so I guess I would call myself chairperson. I don't know what the difference is with titles, but we're a very small volunteer-run board of working people. That really, the Hunter Homeless Connect charity started a long time ago, back in 2009, by a group of committed community services workers that really wanted to bring services together to allow people to access them all in the one place. And that's how this Hunter Homeless Connect Day event was born. And that's happening this year on 21st of August on Wednesday at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Yeah, right. And I'm reading here that it's from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Yes.
So if we, So what sort of things can we expect to see there?
Look, there are a multitude of service providers that come along on the day, and all of those services. So last year we had around 130 services. We actually, last year's event, you know, given the pandemic and the economic crisis and all of the, you know, the homelessness crisis as well, we had an unprecedented event in terms of our attendance, and we had about 3,000 people on the ground, and that included 130 service providers with all of our associated staff from all across the sector. You know, that includes catering, housing and accommodation, legal and financial, health, a huge health hub. You know, the list goes on. So we have now been forced to move into the Newcastle Entertainment Centre space.
Because you're too big.
A lot more money. Yeah. But it's also much needed, yes.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to you about that at some stage as well. But, yeah, so you're essentially a victim of your own success, having to move into larger premises. What do people, what are the stallholders, what do they do? Is it an opportunity for them to connect with other stallholders as well?
Yeah, it's a very good opportunity, and probably the only one in the region that provides that opportunity. So it's a much needed event for, you know, obviously primarily for people who are seeking support, you know, our vulnerable populations. But, you know, it does provide that really good opportunity for all of the people in the sector to see who's working, you know, and opportunities to collaborate to, you know, support people who are there.
Pooling resources together and things like that.
Well, yeah, like for one prime example would be some of the government services like First Steps and Marriages and Services Australia, and all of those can work together effectively to help people, you know, obtain some of their documents.
Wouldn't
normally get that opportunity to have them in the one place at the one time.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, the company I'm associated with, my accounting firm, we actually donate every quarter to Soul Hub, which I'm sure you're familiar with, and they actually used to be right opposite us when my office was back in Watt Street days, but they moved, and we continued to support them. So, you know, every quarter I get my staff to pitch in some money, and we essentially, you know, come up with a big bag of groceries that we were just, you know, delivering. And the CEO wrote to me and said, you know, would you like to come to the facility that they had on Hunter Street to have a look? And I thought, oh, absolutely. Mm. So we went there one lunchtime, got a magic tour of the place, like just incredible. Yeah. And it was one of those amazing moments where the lift doors open because it's up on the first floor, and there's a hub of people. Like, there's about 50 people running around. I went, wow. And I was just blown away by the story, you know, by the storage, you know, all of the people that were there. Like, we had a bit of a tour. They had some regulars that were there, and I just love there's a positioning statement they have on the wall to say that, you know, nobody's perfect. You know, everyone's welcome because nobody's perfect. And you can see that, you know, some people were struggling, and as we walked around, we had a chat to a few people, and I was very surprised to learn that they actually need some male helpers to talk to other, you know, male people who are homeless, which I thought, you know, I've got the gift of the gab. I could do that if I had some more time. But it was the scary part of the story, and this is what I want to tap into here, is what are you seeing in terms of numbers of homeless? Is it as bad as everyone is saying?
Yes, it is. probably worse. You know, look, I personally, I don't actually work at the coalface like a lot of the services, you know, people working in their services who attend our event do. But we know, you know, we connect people with those services. So we hear, you know, have heard about the exponential rise in people needing support. And people that would other, you know, not normally if, had to access services. You know, food security is a huge issue right now for families, working families.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, the situation with homelessness and people trying to access rentals and all those things. I mean, severe rental stress is just, it's huge. And so, you know, the services are you know, they're overrun. They're all tired and, you know, not able to help everybody. And it's a pretty dire situation,
yeah,
to be honest.
But I think the really scary, I think you're right, the numbers are increasing. It's probably worse than what we think it is. And also that sort of middle Australia that are finding themselves. This isn't just, you know, something that's at the low socioeconomic. There's people who ran a business about a year or two who are now finding themselves homeless.
Well, the thing is, Tony, homelessness, is a lot of it's hidden. So people are sleeping on couches in their cars. They're not necessarily rough sleeping, you know, out in the open. That constitutes about 7% of people experiencing homelessness.
Yeah.
So, you know, it there's a whole range of people without a home, but they are sleeping, you know, they're hidden.
Yeah, sleeping rough.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I need to go to a news update, but it's been lovely to talk to you. Finally, we were able to connect and have a chat. So the Hunter Homeless Connect Day, 21st of August at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Yep.
And if you want to get in touch, info@hunterhomelessconnect.org.au. Give me a call and I can give you that email address again. And if you want to donate, like I have, please feel free to. So thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Tony.
Have a wonderful afternoon. It's Michelle Faithful, the chairperson of Hunter Homeless Connect.